I want to tell you how to get to heaven this morning. That verse starts out with the two words, I am. I am. In Exodus chapter 3, when God was calling Moses to go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let his people go, Moses was talking to God about that assignment. And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?" Moses says, hey, when I get down here to Egypt and I go to your people and I say, hey, the God of your fathers has sent me to deliver you from Egypt, and they ask me, well, what's that God's name? What should I say? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. God said, when they ask you that question, just say, I am that I am has sent you. The I am has sent you. Now, when we hear that phrase, we want to add something else. I am what? I am blank, and we want the blank filled in. Well, the reason God said it the way that he said it is because we can fill in the blank with anything we need. He says, I am the God that can give you everything that you need. Doesn't matter what you need, but I am a God that can supply every single need. And throughout the Bible, God puts different words in that blank to tell us about himself. He said, I am your provision. I am your protection. I am your hope. I am your strength. I am your comfort. And there's hundreds, yea, literally thousands of words in the Bible that God puts in that blank to help us understand that he's a God that can meet every single need. Jesus said, as he was answering the question how to get to heaven, he said, I am the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In the Sermon on the Mount earlier in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus was talking about the two ways to eternity. He said in verse 13, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat. And then in verse 14, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, I know some of you may be here this morning and you may say, well, preacher, I don't believe in a place called heaven. And just for sake of argument this morning, I want you to give me the benefit of the doubt. I want you to believe in heaven 1/100%. 99.99%, you can believe the same way you came in this morning and say, I don't believe there's a heaven. Just give me 1/100% for sake of argument this morning, and with that 1/100% believe that there is a heaven. And I want to tell you something this morning. If you only believe that there's a heaven with 1/100%, then you better be ready for it. Because if heaven exist, and I believe that heaven does exist, I believe it's heaven. Heaven is as real a place as this place we're in this morning. I believe there's many people, and there is. There's many people in this room this morning that believe the same way I do. We would tell you we're 110% sure that there's a heaven. But if you can only give us that 1/100% that heaven is real, then you have to understand when you give us that 1/100% that there's a place also called hell that exists. Hell was not made for people. The Bible tells us that hell was made for Satan and all his demons. And if you don't go to heaven, if you don't go to this place that Jesus was talking about in John chapter 14, if you don't go home with Jesus to live with God, you have no other choice but to go to that place where Jesus doesn't live, the place where Satan lives. Jesus said the gate to that place is wide, and the path or the way is broad. Did you know this morning there's lots of ways that you can get to hell? There's tons of ways. You can ignore the truth. You can put off the truth. You can trust yourself. You can trust the church. You can trust your mom and dad and grandparents. You can trust good works. You can say, I'm going to trust my clean, moral, decent life. And I want to tell you something this morning. According to the Bible, every one of those ways lead to the same place. They lead to that place called hell. Jesus said the gate to heaven is straight. The way to heaven is narrow. In fact, so narrow, there's only one way to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, I am the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In John chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In John chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible says, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now this morning, let me real quickly tell you what that truth is. The choir sung about it this morning, but let me just tell it to you in words. Here's the truth. We're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 34, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And it doesn't matter what kind of sin that we've committed. Hey, you may be somebody that's been brought up in a Christian home. You may have gone to Sunday school all of your life. You may have gone to church all of your life. And the only sin that you can point to was that little white lie that you told Dad one time. Or that little white lie you told Mom one time. I want to tell you something. That little white lie makes you a sinner. The book of James says, if we keep the law in every point, but offend in one, we're guilty of all. And all the righteousnesses in our life that we could point to. Say, hey God, I'm a Sunday school kid. Hey God, I'm a church kid. I've been in Sunday school and church all my life. I live a decent, moral, pure life. And God says, all your righteousnesses in my sight are as filthy rags. And every single one of us is a sinner. There's a penalty for that sin. That penalty is death. That penalty is not physical death, because unless the Lord comes, every single one of us is going to die. There's only been two men that have escaped death, Enoch and Elijah, and God took them both to heaven. Every single one of us is going to die. What the penalty of sin is spiritual death, being separated from God forever. But here's the truth. God loved us even while we were yet sinners. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world, us as sinners, that he gave his only begotten Son. When we didn't deserve it, when there was nothing about us that would merit God's love, he loved us. And if we believe in Jesus Christ, now this is the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Here's the truth. If you will believe in Jesus Christ, he will save you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not only will he give us life, he'll make us part of the family. In John 1, chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. All right, what does it mean? I'm gonna make it real simple for you this morning. What does it mean to believe on him? What does it mean to receive him? Here's what it means, very simply. You're willing to admit, I'm a sinner. And you believe that Jesus, God's only begotten Son, went to Calvary's cross to pay for your sin. He had no sin, like we talked about in Sunday school this morning. He had no sin that he had to pay for first. He was perfect. But when he went to the cross, he took every one of my sins, and there was a bunch of them, and he took every one of your sins, and he laid them on himself and died for those sins. And if you would just believe that and say that little prayer that Jesus taught sinners to pray, Lord, save me. Save me. The Bible promises that he'll do just that. He'll save you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and then he said, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In John chapter 1, talks about Jesus, says in verse 4, in him was life. In John 3:16, it says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, and Jesus was talking, I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I got some sad news for every single person in this room this morning. We're all dying. Every single one of us. Physically, we are all dying. Every single one of us is another day older today. Every single one of us is another day closer to death. Every single one of us today, our bodies will deteriorate a little bit more. And I've got news for you that are here that don't know Jesus as your Savior. You're dying spiritually. Your sin is taking you farther and farther away from God. Hey, Brother Larry, I want you to come right up about halfway up the aisle and stand and turn around. And Brother Leonard, I want you to stand up. We're going to let Larry, about right there, then just turn around. We're going to let Larry represent all of us. We're all sinners. We're going to let Brother Leonard represent God. I'm going to be Jesus this morning, just to represent him. Brother Larry is dying, not only physically like all of us, but we're going to let him represent every person who's never received Christ as their Savior. If that's God, and spiritual life is to live with God, then every step that Brother Larry takes away from God, he dies a little bit more spiritually. So Brother Larry, take one more step toward the back. You see, he took another step toward the back. He got further away from God. He died a little bit more spiritually. Take one more step, Brother Larry. See, and this is what happens. We're the slave of sin. And that's what sin does to us. The Bible says we're the servant of sin. We're the slave of sin. It takes us away from God. There's life. I mean, that's what heaven is. Heaven's a wonderful place. I mean, it's got streets of gold. And there's no night and there's no pain, no tears there. But the best thing about heaven is we're with God. That's what makes heaven heaven. And there's heaven. There's life. The closer you get to God, the more life that you have. But our sin takes us further and further away from life. It takes us further and further away from God. You want me to show you what you need to do to get saved this morning? Real simple. Brother Larry, turn around. Say the words, save me. That's it. That's it. We turn around, we look toward God, and we pray that little prayer, God, save me. Save me. You know what Jesus does? Jesus doesn't say, okay, sinner, come on and I'll save you. Nope, here's what Jesus does. He goes back to the sinner. Every single one of us, he goes back to the sinner and he says, hey, we don't want to go that way. That's death. That leads to destruction. We want to go this way. And every day of our Christian life that we get closer and closer to God, we get life and life. That's why Jesus said, I've just not come to give life, but to give life more abundantly. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to get the abundant life. You can have abundant life today. It can start today. In your very soul, it can start today. The moment you just do that simple act of turning from your sin and turning from that way that leads to destruction and turn toward God and say, God, please save me. And I'll guarantee you, I don't care how far you are away from God. I don't care if you're a sinner right here with your face towards sin. I don't care if you're a sinner right here with your face towards sin. I don't care if you're a sinner right here at the back of the room with your face towards sin. It doesn't matter how far away you are. It doesn't matter what kind of sin we've committed. We've got a God that can save us from every sin.
Amen.
Amen. Every sin. And he'll say, as Jesus comes to us, there's life, and we can have it more abundantly. And the closer we get to him, the more of life we'll have. Thank you, Brother Larry. That's why we can say, sing, like we did in Sunday school this morning, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me. And he's the one I'm living for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. So let me ask you this morning, as simply as I know how, which way are you headed? Have you got your face turned away from God? Headed toward destruction? The path is wide, the gate's wide. Broad is the way, the Bible says. Or are you facing toward God? The way is narrow. There's only one way you can come. And that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here today and you've never received Jesus as your Savior, that's all you need to do. Turn from sin. Look toward God and say, save me. Save me. And he'll do it. Doesn't matter how deep you are in the sin. Doesn't matter what kind of sin you're into. I don't care. The church doesn't care. We hold a Savior that will forgive and forget every sin. The Bible says, whosoever cometh to him, he will in no wise cast out. His arms are wide open, and he'll receive every sinner if we'll come. Would you do that this morning? We're going to pray, and then Brother Dick's going to come back and lead us in a song. We call it an invitation because we want to give you the invitation to come and receive Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you've never made that decision, you've never said, Jesus, save me. Save me. And in just a moment, I want you to come. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for making the gospel so simple. Thank you for making it so plain that even when we were little children, we could understand how much you love us and what you did for us to purchase our salvation. And I pray this morning, if there's somebody here that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, I pray today would be the day they make that decision. Man, woman, boy, girl, doesn't matter how far they are into sin, we got a Savior that can pay for every single one of them. And I pray, Father, that today you'd help them to come. You'd help them to pray that prayer. Dear God, save me, save me, save me. And I know, Father, that everyone that does, you'll save. Bless this invitation. Help those that need to come. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.